This week on the podcast for new all-age comic books for the week of July 11, 2018, a Disney manga that you need to check out if you like pirates, Mech Cadet U is one of the best series of the year, Casper and Hot Stuff, does that ring a bell? The old school title from Harvey Comics, that makes a comeback with a new house and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. I hope you're well, and if you ever want to reach us, you can the email Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. Now, let's roll on with the comics, and this week is very interesting and unique because there are so many superhero titles. Normally, the pendulum, if you will, it swings three ways. And it's usually superheroes have the fewest comics and action or science fiction has the most. This week, it's the complete opposite with only three new action science fiction titles and the majority of them being superheroes and a whole lot of humor. Let's check out this series from Marvel Comics. And at first, it may not seem like one that's great for all ages, but hear me out. It's True Believers, Fantastic Four Galactus Hungers. And the punchline to this is True Believers. What they're doing, Marvel Comics, is they're reprinting some of the older classic issues from their canon of titles. For example, this week there are four or five Fantastic Four titles from the 60s and 70s that have been re-released. They're only a dollar, so they're super affordable, and the art is gorgeous. So if you've got kind of a young reader who wants to say, okay, what were comics back in the day, back in the early 60s, back when Grandpa was with it and reading comics, what were they like? He can check out one, two, or she can check out any number of these titles from True Believers. They put out maybe one or two a week, and this week they've got four, so you can get all four of them for only $4. You've got Fantastic Four Galactus Hungers, Fantastic Four Hulk versus Thing from 1961. This is the old Hulk, where he's all kind of green and dated, but still the Hulk, so he's still pretty bad. You've got Fantastic Four Marvel 2-in-1. That is the Thing and the Man-Thing going at it. And you've got Fantastic Four versus Doctor Doom. And last week, if you recall correctly, I didn't talk about this, but if you were an astute reader and you saw the post but didn't hear the podcast, there was also a True Believers Fantastic Four from the Sue and Reed wedding that happened also back in the 60s, where they were the first superhero couple to make it legit. Let's do a comic book stunt and get married. And it's only a dollar. And you say to yourself, an action comic book from the 60s, kids won't want to read it. Some of you may be correct in that because there's going to be a whole lot of reading. So if you have a six-year-old or a seven-year-old who doesn't like to read, this is not going to be their jam. But if you have a nine-year-old that likes to read and likes action, they're going to be okay with the content in these comics, as well as any age is going to be fine looking at the content. It's going to be a matter of, are they going to want to read it? And that's a different story, because it's a full comic book, and it was aimed at adults back in like the 60s. Now it's just kind of fun reading, and the art, a lot of Kirby covers. It's beautiful. It makes you yearn for it makes you yearn for the day back when the comic book covers were just, wow, you know there's no way they could deliver on the action and the suspense and the cliffhangerness of how they get out of this jam, but they always did. And that's the kind of the classic covers back in the day. That's another good reason to check out True Believers. It's only a dollar also. Go on that. Speaking of back in the day, I remember, you know, when you go on trips with your parents, you reach a certain age where your parents let you bring a friend just so you don't drive your parents crazy. Some of you kids are like that now, and some of you parents are in that stage now where you are inviting your child's friend on vacation with you so your child doesn't drive you crazy. Do you see where I'm going with this? And one of these trips, actually a couple of these trips, when I was a kid, I got in their family car, and this kid, his name was Kevin Leary. If you're listening, Kevin, what's up, buddy? Hope you're still playing soccer. His parents only, I don't know if they only let him get Casper comics, but that was what he had. He had Casper comics, that a lot of Harvey comics too, like Richie Rich's Harvey comics back in the day, Richie Rich, Wendy the Good Witch, or Wendy the Red Witch, something like that. But I remember Casper and Hot Stuff was always the one that I liked looking at the best. And I don't even remember if this was an ongoing series. I just remember that I didn't see many issues where Hot Stuff was around, because he was always kind of like the anti-Casper. Whereas Casper's friendly, he's going to help people. Not a hint of mischievous notions anywhere in that white round head of his. But Hot Stuff, man. Hot Stuff was like Casper, except he wore a white diaper, had a red pitchfork, and had two pink horns. And he wasn't really evil, crazy, mischievous. He was just not Casper kind. And I loved this comic book. And American Mythology Production has a great little series. I think this is a mini-series, but get it while you can, because it's going to bring back great memories for you parents that grew up with Casper and Hot Stuff from Harvey Comics. Or for you kids that just want something fun that really any kid could pick up and read and laugh at and enjoy. Case in point, our 6-year-old could read this, laugh at it. Maybe he couldn't read it. He could read some of the sight words. He could look at all of the art, and we could read it to him, and he would laugh out loud. He would love it. His 8-year-old brother would like it too, but it may not pass the cool test with him. We're going to check it out and let you know that for sure. But it's Casper and Hot Stuff, number one. And wow, we're looking forward to seeing this one. Another book that really has a hard line in children as to when they like it and when they don't is this. It's a classic series of books that goes back to the 20s or 30s. The Little Golden Books. And man, you can always tell the Little Golden Books because they've got that little half-inch strip of gold wrapping paper that goes around the side. And at first, it was like Little Golden Books, the Lost Kitten in the Mountains, or the Lost Puppy at Sea. And then they went to kind of some of the classics. And now they have some really cool Little Golden Books. Like this week has Little Golden Book, Avengers Threat of Thanos. Yeah, Thanos gets the Golden Book treatment. That's pretty awesome. And on the cover of this, you got Thor, Black Panther, Bumblebee, of course. Getting a little Ant-Man, Bumblebee action in there. And Thor. Who's going to like this? Younger kids will like this until they get to be in about third or fourth grade. For example, the reading level on this is pretty accurate for a second or third grader, but they may not want to read this because they're so familiar with Little Golden Books as being a kid's book or a baby book. So the format may not be one that those elementary schools that those elementary school kids will latch onto, but the content in this is going to be right up their alley. So I'll skew this really young and say ages 3 and up. That's right. You can read this to a 3-year-old and they'll know the finger snap of Thanos before they're 5. They'll be the geekiest kids in pre-K. But get this, and it's only $4.99, so it's a steal and it's classic. The Threat of Thanos. Little Golden Books. Another cool young reader book. I love this series. And I did not know that that Random House or the Dr. Seuss imprints did this. It's DC Super Friends, Catch That Crook. And it's got the Cat in the Hat logo, so you know it's a Random House thing. It's one of the beginner books. Like the Bernstein Bears beginner books with the Cat in the Hat logo that's on the front of those things. And this looks like a really fabulous book for those young kids who want a little more action than what they may otherwise see in some of the beginner books. In other words, this is Batman age-appropriate action with Catwoman. Catwoman's up to no good, and Batman has to bring in some of his super friends, like Superman. Oh, look, there's Wonder Woman. And some of the rest of the DC super friends to come in and help save the day. And I bet they do save the day. You see also Aquaman, The Flash, Cyborg, Hawkman, Green Lantern. So everybody gets on this, and it's good fun. It really is. And it's a book, so it's going to be stronger, more durable. So it's priced accordingly. You'll probably find it online for around $6, $6-$7. Buy it retail for $10. But this is going to be a long-lasting book. DC Super Friends, Catch That Crook. And it's a hardcover book. one that your kids will probably hold on to until they have kids of their own. Because that's what we do with our beginner books. Like the Bee book and a lot of the Bernstein Bears books, we're saving those because they're so durable. Our kids have loved them. I've even got a couple that I read when I was a kid. Check it out. Now, this comic book from Boom Studios is great. It's great because it combines everything a kid loves about comics and everything that a kid wants to do. A kid loves robots, and a kid loves monsters. Better yet, monsters that are age-appropriate. That's where the parents come in, because parents love age-appropriate monsters, because those monsters don't scare the willies out of children who can't sleep then at night. This is Mech Cadet U, issue number 10, from Takeshi Miyazawa and Greg Pak. Great age-appropriate action series for elementary school and up. Maybe first grade won't like it because it could be a little too challenging to read, but they'll love the action, they'll love the art, and it's going to be appropriate for that age. It really is. When the comic book store clerk isn't lurking, just kind of have your first-year-old or look through it on behalf of your first grader, and you'll see that the action is spot on, great for that age. And we're talking age 6 or 7 for Mech Cadet U. Our 8-year-old likes this, and it's a great series. Last week, an Incredibles 2 comic book came out from Joe Books. And it's great. Really is great. This week has a Disney Pixar The Incredibles 2 comic book out also from Dark Horse. What's the difference? I don't know. They're two different stories, two different publishers. In this comic book, you've got three different short stories that take place within the Incredibles universe with Jack-Jack, Bob, Violet, Dash, and they're taking care of some baddies while doing some of the dad duties. This is beautiful stuff. If you like The Incredibles or The Incredibles 2 or Disney Comics, this is going to be a fun kind of different take, because it's not going to be a publisher that currently does most of the DC comics, most of the Disney comics, rather. So it's not IDW, it's not Joe Books, and I'm not sure how Dark Horse got in on this, but hey, jump while the vacuum is there and get in and get this. It's The Incredibles 2 from Dark Horse. And I think it's a one-shot issue. That's 32 pages. So for the bang for the buck, 32 pages, full color, for $3.99, boom. That is a steal. Another Disney entity out this week, but it's wholly not Disney in the way it's presented, but is still kid-friendly, is this, if you like manga. Disney manga, Pirates of the Caribbean, at World's End. So this is the manga adaptation of that film. I never saw the film because I think it was 2 hours and 20 minutes, and wow, I just heard too many bad things about it. So this is something that I may dig into, and it's from Tokyopop. Tokyopop does a great job with their manga. It's manga, though. And manga, it's a separate world where it is, you've got so many genres and subgenres. We don't touch it too much here because manga people know their manga. We only know the kind of the broad-based, easy manga that we see that are age-appropriate, kind of without going doing a deep dive. This one is that. It's Disney manga Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. It's a manga, so it's thicker. It tells a complete story that the movie does, and it's also going to be priced appropriately, around $11. And this week also has the best comic, not the best comic, because then the rest of the comics get jealous and they don't talk to me. You know how it is. This has one of the best comics that come out in any month, and it's from United Plankton Pictures. Costs $3.99. It's been on television for about 20 years. They had a 3D stop animation show last Halloween. What am I talking about? SpongeBob. That's right, SpongeBob Comics. Issue 82. It's out this week. This series is fabulous. Pick up any issue and you will love it. You, the parents, will love it. You, your kids who are 5 years old or up, will love it. It is fabulous. Pick it up. Pick up any issue. Pick up the SpongeBob Comics annual giant swimsuit spectacular that we got the other week. And they'll love that too. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.